I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello.
Yep.
Well, hi, guys. So this is the Unfiltered After Show podcast.
Yes, it is.
Swipe up.
Link in bio. Love you. Click, click.
This is where we talk about some stuff that maybe we couldn't get to on the show or... As evidenced from yesterday's podcast, words that we shouldn't use on the air and stuff like that.
Whatever we feel like.
Do whatever we feel like. So I usually go
it's
first,
like Coachella in here.
I'll continue on with that.
Did
so,
you say it's like Coachella?
Yeah, we just do whatever we want.
Oh, all right, vibes.
Do you do whatever you want at Coachella? I feel like it's very, very structured.
No, well, I mean, you could do whatever drugs you wanted.
Yeah, I feel like you just wear a bow and do ecstasy, which is what I want this podcast to be.
But I mean, you still have to be at like Beyonce when she starts at 9 o'clock.
Of course. I would be sober if Beyonce, if I went to see Beychella.
I've never understood this, getting drunk before a concert. Maybe this is where we go.
Really? Because I've been to a lot of concerts.
I just don't understand why you would spend money on a ticket to go somewhere and not remember it.
To black out before a show, I mean, I've definitely done it, is the worst.
I have literally never understood that. And yes, when I was in high school, certainly, you know, I remember drinking a lot of wine coolers before I went to Guns N' Roses and Aerosmith, but it wasn't such that I couldn't remember it.
Right.
You know, and there were people falling down that you had to, like, collect and try and get back in the car to get back home, and I just don't get that.
But tailgating before a country concert, Kennedy, is top five most enjoyable things.
You know, I was a... I hate to say it, a parrot head for quite some time when I was married.
We were just talking about this morning.
Yeah, so we went to all the Jimmy Buffett concerts and we were, you know, tailgating. And I mean, that's a thing. You'd like decorate and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
And my ex-husband would get so drunk that, I would have to like pour him back into a car. And he was a big football playing corn fed Midwestern man.
It's a lot of dead weight.
And I've just never understood it. Like, we planned for this concert for months.
I went to a Jimmy Buffett concert. I'm not a Jimmy Buffett fan, but I got tickets from the radio station back when I was like an intern because no one else wanted them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they were partying so hard. There were just people passed out in lawn chairs in the parking lot that never actually made it into the show.
All the time.
I just don't get it. It's like a badge of honor. But it's like, oh yeah, I totally went to the show last night. Don't remember any of it. Then why'd you go? Just play the record and stay home.
Listen, it's happened to me.
Yeah.
I've gone to sporting events and concerts.
My point is why.
There's some shows you want to like party for, I feel. Like when we go to Kenny Chesney, the two shows down at Gillette, I'll get a party bus. Friday, I always sit in the nice seats and I'm sober. I DD, I do the whole thing. Saturday, I organize the party bus. I'm getting fucked up. It is what it is. We're partying in the nosebleeds.
Uh-huh.
You know, like it's just different atmospheres, I think. And it's so fun to be a part of that parking lot
party.
I'm
with all of that. But I want to remember the show.
Like, absolutely.
You know, I spend, like Dan, you spend, like you're frugal with your dollars. If you're spending money on a ticket, like why? You're just throwing it away, I feel. No?
I like to party.
Yeah.
I don't know why I think you're overthinking it.
All right. If thank you, guy from Talladega Nights.
Can't help it. I like to party.
I like to party.
I like to picture my Jesus front row at a Leonard Skinner concert.
Wearing a tuxedo t-shirt. And he comes down rocking that guitar and I'm hammered. John C. Reilly.
I'm not suggesting that I haven't done it because I'm sure that I have. But I also like the person that's like picking up everybody's pieces because that's just my personality. But
I feel like certain shows, like when I saw Beyonce and Jay-Z the second time at Gillette, I'll DD. I'll make sure I'm sober because I want to take in every single thing that woman is doing.
Yeah, like when I saw Blondie and Elvis Costello, like I think I had a glass of wine at dinner but touched nothing after that because it was just too tremendous and I needed to be here for every moment.
Everything.
Yeah.
What about sporting events?
Oh.
Yeah.
Red Sox games, if I'm sober at a Red Sox game, take me home.
Yeah, I've for sure not remembered the end of Celtics and Red Sox games I was
at. Celtics games I never get too messed up at. I guess now, because I like actually want to watch the game. Red Sox games, I don't care. Fenway, just the energy in there. I'm like, I want to get wasted.
I am mortified that somebody would see me, so I don't do that.
Oh, I don't give a fuck about that.
You should. Yeah. Yeah. Things are different now, Daniel. But I've been there with one of my exes. It was at Fenway, but it was
there was a Kid Rock concert. Oh. I remember you came in telling that story.
Holy shit.
And he was wasted?
Wanted to kill somebody in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
And was mad at me because I wasn't drinking. And he's like, you just don't understand. I have to keep this high going, which means something else. Yeah. But I was like, okay. I sent him on. We had to leave. I didn't see Jason Aldean, which I'm not that sad about. But, you know. Yeah. So maybe it's just because I go with assholes.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to go with someone who will carry me out.
Me.
Annie, yeah. You can't lift me. You're strong, but you ain't that strong.
Yes, I can.
He does burpees and shit.
I have lifted men out of pop. Girl, I got you. I carried Payne's 18th birthday. She drank a water bottle of Captain's in 15 minutes. And I carried that bitch down the stairs, down my basement stairs, put her in a bed, put her over my shoulders. I'll never forget that moment for as long as I live.
Why would you do something like that?
Because we were 18. She was like, watch me do this. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, been there. God.
That makes my, Yep. All right, we're going to stop talking about this. Annie Jow.
Wow, this is fun. I can do this the whole podcast.
Okay, so I saw this tweet from a college professor, and she said they're on these online lectures, and there's a student visibly smoking a joint. Large lecture course, so I'm sure it's whatever, like 500 people on a Zoom or something. She's like, how do I address this? Do I even address it? Do I just let it go?
Is it college?
It's college.
Yeah. Showed up for the lecture.
That's what I mean. If you're smoking, if someone was smoking a cigarette, would you say something?
I guess you're trying
to make it like it's the lecture hall or whatever.
I feel like you should have respect for your teacher. Sure. I guess at the end of the day. And that saddens me that somebody wouldn't respect the person who's standing in front of these people doing a Zoom chat for however many people.
Right.
To just be like, I can smoke before. Walk out to the kitchen, do that. But just sitting there, I feel like it's right. Like, look at me. I'm so cool.
Like, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm bad. You guys, I totally smoked a
joint. Lil Wayne was smoking a blunt. On national television, he was in the virtual NBA stands for one of the games.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne Lil Wayne.
You can see him. He ducks out of the picture, and he didn't know the camera was on him. And he comes back in and blows a huge cloud of smoke.
So good. But I feel like it's one of those things that if you when you're on those big of Zooms, you don't think you're on like the first page. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
How there's like a million pages when you have that big of a group on Zoom.
I mean, I guess at this point, you'd just be happy that they're in class at all.
Like, you're showing up.
Right.
But I just feel like there should be a level of respect there, at least a little bit.
I agree you should totally have more respect than that, but I also know at 20, I'd absolutely do that.
And I feel like college professors now are like, this is already a shit show. This is already a shit show. You're showing up. You look like you're listening. You might be smoking a joint.
Yeah. As long as you're taking notes while you hit it.
Exactly. If you're paying attention, then. I just want, like,
yeah.
If someone was smoking a cigarette, would somebody say something?
I never went to college. You guys go to class. Well, you don't smoke weed, but you go to class drunk ever?
No, like really hungover. I never skipped class. I never understood people that did
really?
That.
Really?
Why would you ever skip class?
Because you had a teacher that didn't take attendance, and one quarter of the class was just reading comprehension that you didn't need to be in lecture for, and the other was, like my history class was like that.
Yeah.
So I didn't go on those times. I mean, I still did very well, but you know, I got high a lot, but it helped me study
right.
For me anyway.
Did was your school big?
No,
about 7,000
people.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, my school was 3,200.
Yeah,
it's like tiny school.
Yeah,
so there's like 25 people in a class. It's like high school, like 25 people in a class. Like you can't. I'm also someone like I like having a relationship with the teacher.
Same.
Like that's how I learn. I need that.
Yeah, and half my classes were theater. You can't be hammered. You got to be on.
No, absolutely not.
It would tell you to leave. No, thank you.
But these kids that would
skip. But hungover, yes.
These kids that would skip class, I'm like, you realize that's like $1,200.
Yeah.
Every time you do that, you're just pissing money.
Yeah, I didn't do it just to be like, I don't care. It was just in that class, I could have gotten away with it because he wasn't doing lecture and lecture didn't count in the test. So.
So it didn't matter.
So I just, you know, I would sit in my community room reading history.
I did go to class drunk one time. I had a 5 o'clock class Tuesdays and Thursdays. And
why would you do that to yourself? Night classes I never understood.
It was the one class I need, like one of those stupid ones. And me and my roommate, we had the same 2 o'clock class and we would leave and we would walk to this bar that was, I'm not kidding, 50 feet away from my house. And we would sit until we had to go to the 5 o'clock class.
Danger, Will Robbins. Danger.
The class was social media, and the woman, she was really sweet.
I'm sorry, you took a class called social media?
Kennedy?
Times, they have changed.
The woman teaching was so lovely and so kind, but she was older. And I was like, why are you going to teach me about social media?
Yeah. Should be what? A 16-year-old kid
was
teaching that
like,
class.
Here's the Facebook.
What the fuck are you going to tell me about social media, Rosemary? What are you going to tell me?
You guys, you could still on the MySpace?
Yeah. They have this new thing called Vine.
Talking about like ROI from Instagram ads. I'm like, enough. It's enough. Like, no. Oh, my God. But yeah, it was a good time when I was a little buzzed. But it made it more enjoyable, at least. Matt, my roommate, would just get wasted if we had to do a presentation. And I was like, you're not in my group, so
I don't
care.
I would lose my mind. Lose my mind.
Mm-mm. Wasn't in my group. Didn't
don't
care.
Don't be that person in my group presentation because it won't work out
no,
for
I
you
just
well.
I made my group members because you had the option to present by yourself. And I said, I'll do it. Please
Never.
Sit down. Ugh. I'll just do it.
Please sit down.
Please sit down.
I love that.
Take a seat, sweet. Okay. Daniel.
Hi.
Hi.
Let's talk about ghosts.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't have any reason to. I just want to talk about ghosts.
Okay.
You just want to talk generally?
Yeah, just ghosts.
Do you believe in them?
No, but I know you guys both do.
Totally, yes. 100%.
What makes you believe? I know you're very spiritual, and I guess you are too, but you don't wear it on your sleeve as much.
Yeah.
So, have you ever seen a ghost?
No, but I've tried really hard. I've gone to places that are haunted. There was this bar in Memphis called Ernestine and Hazel's, which was an old... whorehouse, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, hey, that's what it was. It's fine.
back in the day, rumors that Tina Turner worked there back in the day.
Oh.
And now it's a bar.
Yep.
The first floor is like a bar with the best jukebox ever, and they make hamburgers. So you walk in there and you smell like burger, but they're the best burgers you'll ever put in your mouth, and they're open late, so you go there and you get Ernestine Hazel burger. But if you go upstairs, it's like all the rooms are still there, but with the doors knocked off. Like, I can't believe the place hasn't been condemned.
Right.
However, there I've been times that I was there when it was very quiet and no one was upstairs. So I would just sit and I would like open myself up and say, if you're willing to talk, I'm willing to listen, and just wait. Nothing.
Mm.
Damn. That would have been sick too.
So I do that in places that I know I can.
Yeah.
Sort of, you know, guarded, because if you open yourself up too much, bad things can come in. But if you believe that, and right. And that sort of a thing. But I took a picture the other day, and I cannot remember where it was. But it was like something, I can't remember what the picture was of. But in the picture, there was like two little orbs, and I was like,
love an orb. I love an orb.
I have been, there was someone there with me. There was someone there with me. And then I look up, and there's a street light, and it was clear it was just a reflection. So
nope, yeah, there's usually an answer like that.
No, there isn't usually an answer like that. I was just stoked that I finally got an orb.
There was this place we used to go to called George's Island, and there's this legend that the Lady in Black haunts the island, and that she walks across the top of, it's an old fort.
Yep.
And so we used to go, like a big group of us, they would take us on the ferry, and we would go in this room, and we literally called it the spirit room. You walk, because it's, you know, it's all like little hallways in there, and it would get wicked cold in this one room. And we'd have our disposable cameras, and we would take pictures. And then when you got them developed, you'd find all the orbs, and I was like, look it, I got 10 of them!
You did.
Like, it was awesome. That place, 100%, ghosts are chilling. I don't know what they're doing there, but it was the best place ever. I would do anything to go back right now.
What made you guys believe, like, how'd you get into believing in the supernatural, if you will?
Well, I feel like there has to be, your spirit has to live on after you pass away. I just believe that there has to be.
But don't most people, I think you just die, but if when people believe that, don't they believe there's another realm, like heaven?
I think people believe that they go different places. Like, you know, some people believe in heaven, and some people believe in something else, a different astral plane, whatever the case might be.
And some people are cursed to walk this mortal coil forever.
There's that. But I think, you know, maybe it's an energetic thing that your energy can't leave.
I don't necessarily believe in heaven, hell. I'm not a God person. That's not me. But because the Catholic Church is horrible. That's a conversation for another day.
There are parts that are good, though, for those of you.
Yeah, sure. So
I've met quite a few.
Yeah. So I feel like mine's more like spirits rather than just like spooky ghosts. Like, it's more the people like in my life that have passed away. I feel like I can feel their spirits in different times in my life. That's more so how I got into it, I feel.
Yeah. What I think about my you? Mom's always been sort of a searching for her spirit, but she was a very church person, so we grew up going to the Episcopal Church. Mm. And I don't know. I think it's something that's inside of you. You know, I feel like that there's a pull for me for these energies or whatever.
Right.
I'm just open to anything, I guess. Do you know what I mean? Tell me a story and maybe I'll believe it and maybe I won't. But yeah. I couldn't tell you exactly where it came from, but.
Yeah, right. Like, I have no idea what happens, so I couldn't say for sure.
Nobody knows.
But,
yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day,
your heart
stops beating and you start breathing, and there are no electrical currents left in your body, so there's that. What happens with whatever else is in there after your shell is done?
Ass isn't going anywhere.
It's weird. I don't know. I don't really believe in ghosts. I don't know about all that, but I definitely believe in aliens.
I know, which is interesting.
Totally different things.
I know.
But it's interesting to me that you believe so whole, which I love. You know, I love.
Well,
they're
for sure. You can't be. It's an infinite universe. You can't be the only ones.
The government.
I feel like there's something based in science there. What I'm talking about is zero science.
That's probably why.
The government confirmed UFOs. They're gonna confirm ghosts next. Just wait. It's
fucking wild.
Ipso facto.
Honestly, would you be surprised if the government came out and was like, "Yo, let me drop this on you really quick. It's 2020. We know this is all a shit show anyways. Ghosts are real. Bye."
Real quick, that little Victorian girl you keep seeing, for real there.
She's real. She's real.
Actually, let me pile on. There are ghost aliens. Okay, and I'm done.
Ghost aliens!
Should be like a band name.
That's our band name.
Think of the costumes.
Thank you, Wisconsin!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.